Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. It really matters, and your answers will remain confidential. Would you mind helping us out with a survey?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Let's get started. First question. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm not.
Okay. And what is your race? White, African-American, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. Next. What is your age?
I'm over 21.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number in between. Okay, first issue, eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Eliminating what now?
Food deserts in our communities.
0.
Okay, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
Okay. And next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you. And the last one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Better.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to 2, okay? So first one is opioids and fentanyl. Next one, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Next one, alcohol. Next one, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Next one, cigarettes. Next one, marijuana and other cannabis products. And last one, vaping.
None of them.
I'm sorry?
None of them.
None of those?
None of those. They're a problem, but that's not the major problem.
Okay. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community? Would you
agree? That's not the problem. That's not the problem with the African American community.
Okay.
That's not a problem. It's a concern, but it's not a problem.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Okay, so we have just three products. The first one, heat, not burnt tobacco products.
Never heard of it.
So not familiar, okay? Next one, e-cigarette or vapes?
I have those too.
So you would say somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the next one, oral nicotine pouches.
I'm familiar.
Did you say not familiar?
I am familiar.
Okay, would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful form, harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for this change? The first option is, cost of smoking has gone up. Next one, more government restrictions and bans. Next one, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. And next one, introduction to smoke-free alternative to cigarette to the market. What would you say is the reason for that? Hello?